couldn't afford for the troops to lose confidence. If they lost confidence in a chap, he was absolutely useless. He was worse than useless. You were far better off not to have him and let the platoon sergeant carry him than to have an officer that the confidence of the troops wasn't there. This may be, when one reads the stories of the American Army in Vietnam and places, and you hear about incidents of troops throwing grenades into their officers' quarters and saying, "Share that amongst you," you wonder how on earth you could have an effective military force if there was that kind of a feeling between the troops and their officers.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I just can't, I personally can't imagine it. I just can't see such a situation existing.
Mm-hmm. What are your impressions or opinions on the state of the Canadian forces today, having been out for, 15
well,
years now?
I have a son in the forces, and I meet the local forces socially, but of course I don't know anything about their training, really. But I should imagine that they are as good as they ever were. There certainly is no reason for them not to be. They're the same young fellows. I think perhaps today you get a higher standard of education amongst the troops than you did when I commanded the battalion. Grade 8 and 9 and even less than that was fairly common. It didn't mean to say they weren't damn good men. They were. But the formal education they very often lack today because, well, perhaps because of conditions when the forces can pick and choose amongst the large number of people who are looking for these comparatively well-paid jobs.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
They can select chaps with much more education. Now this would make them technically more efficient, I suppose, and I believe that their training is more demanding technically today.
With all the new equipment, they sort of have to be, though.
I would think so.
Yeah.
Though I'm a firm believer that, of course, in the long run, if you're ever going to fight, you still come down to men.
Mm-hmm.
And if your equipment gets too technical, you probably won't be effective. This is one of the things that I wonder about. Because you can make things that are too technically difficult for a chap to deal with under great stress.
Yeah, pretty good.
You must remember that. You this has got to be operated by a man who is frightened, probably, being subjected to a great deal of pressure, noise, dust.
Mm-hmm.
And if it isn't idiot-proof, as we used to say,
mm-hmm.
there's a very good chance that damn thing isn't going to work when you want it to.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I believe that this has been encountered in some places already with some equipment.
Mm-hmm.
But the troops themselves, as I say, as long as they don't get too soft. I noticed today that most private soldiers seem to own a car or at least a motorcycle, and they're
making more
frightfully
money.
Well paid by our standards.
Yeah.
But I guess you could lean them down fairly quickly if you had to.
Mm-hmm.
Leave all that behind.
Well, is there any topic that you'd like to discuss that we haven't discussed in the past?
I don't think so. I think we've probably talked far too long. I think we've talked far too long, and I don't know that any of this will be very valuable to the serious student of military history.
Sure it will be. I'm sure you're that.